It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is cookbook author Caroline Wright. She has a book out called Cake Magic. And if you're thinking about maybe making a cake for Easter, there are some delicious choices.
You have such an interesting spin on all the different things that we could do with cakes. I love your whole syrup section. Now, I got to ask you, what in the world are you doing with bacon syrup?
Well, I had to throw that one in there for some guys out there. Well, so the syrup, it's a great thing to talk about because syrup, they add flavor, they add moisture, but it's not going to be like you're eating a side of bacon
with your cake. Yeah.
It's really just going to be like, there's something a little different about this cake. Then someone tells you, oh, there's bacon, and you're like, yeah, okay, I taste it.
What cake are you using that on?
That, I have a maple bacon and chocolate cake. So that is a brown sugar layer with maple and bacon syrup and then chocolate frosting.
Tell us how to make that cake.
So that one's just a brown sugar cake. So that's just the same cake mix, you know, that you add brown sugar to and has yogurt and water and all the same stuff as all the other ones with some butter, and then you make a bacon maple syrup. So that's just a simple syrup with some maple, some cooked bacon stirred in. So you're getting this like bacon fat and maple syrup. You're getting a little bit of the saltiness. And then you're putting that as you pull the cake layers out of the oven, you add the syrup, and then you do the bittersweet chocolate frosting is the frosting. So it's just a box of confectioner sugar, some butter, you have unsweetened chocolate added to that one. You just whip that together and you assemble it. It's very easy and it's a good one. The bacon is just sort of an unexpected thing. It doesn't taste like breakfast. It's not confusing.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com.